It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What happened?
Make America great again.
What it means.
Lifting you up.
What's next?
We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
Full results and post-election perspective on The Bob Rose Show. The 2024 Election Station. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. There it is. The 9 o'clock stretch. Feel better? It is 9:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of things brewing in the tropics. We'll deal with that in a little bit. But first, we've got a very special guest joining us, Governor Ron DeSantis. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning. You're rocking Geddy Lee and Rush to start the morning. I like it.
Right on. That's the way I've been doing it for 23 years here in Gainesville, and very fortunate to be able to do that. Very fortunate to have you on the show, Governor. And one of the big things that people are talking about, you know, on both sides of the issue, and that is Amendment 3. And I'll ask you right off the bat, would we even be having this discussion? Would it even be on the ballot if the Florida legislature had acted sooner on the whole idea of recreational marijuana?
Well, first of all, if you look at this amendment, this is an indefensible amendment. It's a total train wreck. No legislature would ever do anything like they're doing here. So I tell people, when you're dealing with the Constitution, your default should be no, because it's a permanent change. And so you've got to be 100% sure this is going to be good. How did this amendment get here? One weed company wrote it, and they've put $141+ million into passing it. What does it do? It's not a full legalization of marijuana. It's you can possess and smoke, but only if you buy it from them. They are not allowing you. No legalization of growing your own in this bill, but also no ability to limit public use of marijuana like we've seen in Denver and San Francisco, all these places where they've been overwhelmed. So I think a lot of Floridians are kind of like me, like, it's not for me. I don't really care what people are doing in their homes, but I don't want our public spaces to be overwhelmed with this. And I think this amendment doesn't respect their freedom to be free from marijuana, just like it doesn't give people the freedom to grow their own marijuana. But probably the most egregious thing about this, and this is not on your ballot language. You have to actually read the text of the amendment, which you go on the Secretary of State's website and you can pull it off. They grant themselves total immunity from civil liability. And I'm thinking about, who does that? They sell you defective weed and you can't sue them? They're transporting weed to a dispensary. They run someone over. You can't sue them. That language is in there. It's blanket, and it's very, very troubling. And I also think it's wrong when they say that we need this amendment because people, you know, shouldn't be rotting in prison for marijuana. I agree they shouldn't be. Nobody is in prison in Florida, state prison, for using marijuana or possessing personal amounts of marijuana. I mean, so that's not even an issue. I'm happy to, you know, I'd love the legislature to make that clear if they need to, but that's right. Second, they say it's going to be a boon for education and money for law enforcement. There is nothing in this amendment that gives one red cent to education or to law enforcement or anything else. And in fact, if you look at the experience in Colorado, if you look at the experience in California, it doesn't take black market weed off the market. What it does when you regulate and tax raises the price, so the black market expands. That's exactly what happened in Colorado. Everywhere this has been tried, the black market has expanded. So this is an own goal if we vote this in. You do not do this through the Constitution. But I would say if you're against marijuana, this is an easy no. If you're ambivalent about marijuana, understand it's a horribly written amendment. It's going to have implications for your quality of life. You vote no. But even if you're a marijuana enthusiast, I don't know very many of these marijuana enthusiasts that think big weed should call the shot. I think they'd much rather be able to grow their own rather than have to have a financial relationship with a handful of select big weed monopolists.
Well,
so,
well, Governor,
so it's a really bad idea.
And that brings me to my next question. If the legislature would go and say, okay, look, we've pretty much decriminalized small amounts anyway, let's just allow people to grow a small amount of plants on their own. Since we're not getting any benefit from tax revenue, why not stick with this whole idea and theme that you've been great about, which is, hey, we're free in Florida. We enjoy freedom in Florida. Why can't the legislature take that next step?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them. But what I would just tell you as an observer of how the process works is we have a very robust medical marijuana system in Florida. I implemented it. Remember, it passed in 2016. They kind of dragged their feet on it, and I became governor, and I'm like, no, we're going to implement it. So we have almost 1 million people that have medical marijuana cards. Now, all 1 million of those are not suffering from debilitating conditions. I would say probably a lot of them aren't. I mean, that's just what's happened, right? But what's happened is there's doctors that prescribe, and so there's kind of a cottage industry. So my sense would be that they would lobby, you know, to protect their interests, just like Trulieve would do if this Amendment 3 passed. Because, like, people say, oh, you can do home grow later. No, that will never happen because these guys want to capture the market. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces in terms of how this is done. But I can tell you, I came in. They had not done the medical program. I implemented it. The legislature initially did not want to do that. We did it. We got it done. And now it's really, we've got a lot of marijuana stores in Florida. I mean, they're pretty much everywhere. They're all over Gainesville. They're all over Tallahassee. Do we really want to have like 3 or 4 times that many? I mean, we've got hundreds and hundreds of these things as it is.
Yeah, I wonder how one company can actually control the business. I mean, you wouldn't let one company sell all the gasoline in Florida.
They have first mover advantage. And so they're in. So what they did was they said these medical companies that are doing now, like they get this preferred spot in the Constitution. Who knows what would happen in terms of the legislature authorizing a more free market, if that could even happen. They will obviously lobby against it, but they already have such a massive footprint that they would be able to have first mover advantage and they would be able to capture market share. And I would just ask you this, or ask the audience this, they would not spend $141 million. I don't know if a company has ever spent that much on a ballot initiative in American history, certainly not in Florida history that I'm aware of. They would not have done that unless this amendment was hardwired to make them profitable. Because if you wanted to do this and all you cared about was, oh, we just don't want people, you know, rotting in jail for marijuana, even though they're not in prison in Florida, you could have just read one sentence, you know, there shall be no criminal penalties for possession and use of a certain amount, but, you know, can be regulated in public. You could have just done that. Why didn't they do that? Because it wouldn't have given them the preferred spot. So I think people get like, and first of all, they're a publicly traded company on the Canadian Stock Exchange. So they have a fiduciary obligation to return value to their shareholders. They would be violating their fiduciary duty to put $141 million in if it wasn't hardwired to make them profits. And so I think like people just need to look at that. Why would they be spending this much money? They would not be doing that unless they understood they had a profit stream that would come their way.
I think for a lot of people, you touched on this, is just the smell in public places is number one. But the secondary thing, and maybe even more important, people are concerned about is how do you actually, utilize DUI laws so people aren't high and driving? And that makes me wonder, why do we have law enforcement officers that are actually on both sides of this issue? Do we have a way to enforce this properly?
Well, so first part of your question, you can enforce DUIs well because you don't have a test like you do with alcohol. If you're swerving, you can get pulled over, breathalyzer, before you even hit somebody. Driving while high, in effect, it's like if you hit someone, then maybe they can do and prove. But just normally, it's very difficult. They don't have the tools that they need. Now, I don't think it's true that I think there's a couple select law enforcement who are working with Trulieve in favor, but the Fraternal Order of Police is against Amendment 3 in Florida. The PBA, Police Benevolent Association, statewide is against Amendment 3. Florida Sheriff's Association is against Amendment 3. Why? Because they say it's going to make their jobs harder. And sometimes it'll be said, oh, you know, Amendment 3 is necessary because law enforcement's bogged down in trying to police people smoking weed and they're not focusing on the real things. That is totally false. And I think a lot of our law enforcement leaders have taken offense to that. They're not focusing on people smoking marijuana in their home at all. They're focusing on the big things. This then goes in, it opens up a whole can of worms, and it is going to detract. And you've seen it in California, you've seen it in Colorado, what's ending up happening. So law enforcement, all the major law enforcement organizations in Florida are resolutely opposed to Amendment 3, and I think for good reason.
Last questions, Governor. If this does pass, what will you do? And will you use the bully pulpit to talk to the legislature? And what power will they have to fix, to undo, to, you know, to change any of the things that are not good about it?
Great question, because there are people that are advocating for 3 who say, look, we know it's flawed. We know that there's problems. The legislature can fix it. First of all, a legislature, through normal statutory law, cannot amend a provision of the Constitution. So you're handcuffed once this passes, that you really will never be able to change it unless you do another constitutional amendment, which is very, very difficult. And so the legislature is not going to bail you out of this one. So I just think people should go into it eyes wide open, understand where the amendment came from, understand who wrote it, what they're trying to accomplish, what that would mean for you and your family and for the people of Florida. And just know, if you vote yes and it passes, this is permanent. There's going to be problems, and because it's in the Constitution, it's going to be very difficult to address. If you're somebody that really has a vision about weed in Florida, you have elections every 2 years where you can elect people to the legislature, inform them on what you want. And you know what? If the legislature does something and it doesn't work, you can go back and fix it then, but not when it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, I'd much rather have open carry than weed, but that's just me, Governor. And we really...
Well, you may get that in this upcoming legislative session, so stay tuned on that.
I'll hold you to it if I get the chance, Governor, and I really appreciate your time sharing it with us this morning, and we wish you and your family the best.
All right, Godspeed. Bye-bye.
All right.
Ooh, we got that on tape, too.
We did. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile or something to think about and maybe talk about, too, in the next segment for you right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Yep, it is Monday. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:22 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Gators tough loss to Georgia, 34-20. The Gators were in it right into the fourth quarter. DJ Lagway got hurt. This guy, Aiden Warner, came off the bench. I mean, he's a walk-on. He wasn't here for spring. He's only taken a few snaps. And considering all that, he did very well, but not good enough to beat the number 2 ranked team in the country. So what do you think? Does that put you know, the head coach, Billy Napier? Is he kind of back on that hot seat? Did he buy himself a little time? It's not his fault DJ Lagway got hurt. Did he buy himself some time? Also heard from somebody who is a good source of was supposed to be a good source. And he said Napier's not going anywhere. Some of it has to do, a lot of it has to do with money and funding. And he said he's not going anywhere. They're not, okay. They just are not going to throw the money at the buyout thing.
Right.
That's from him and his source. And okay. So take that for what that may be worth. I just wondered, you know, if it bought him a little bit of time. Because I said if they don't get blown out and for playing with him for just, you know, into the fourth quarter. And really, what was it? The pick, one pick. And again, with an inexperienced quarterback, at least inexperienced with Florida and everything we've done, our systems, you know, you're putting too much expectations on them at that point. So maybe he's bought himself some time anyway, or maybe they're just, it's not the plan to pull the plug on him at this time. Okay. You know what? Win, lose, or draw. I'm still going to say, go Gators. What'd you think about having a governor, a little conversation with a governor? I knew his take was on Amendment 3. I knew sure. He was against it, and he made all the excellent and true mm-hmm. points that I think people should, you know, pay attention to. So he goes, I hope they go in there with eyes wide open. I was like, instead of glazed over? But I wanted to, you know. Just trying to create a you know a connection here. I don't want to all right, you know, be too much of myself right off the bat. Yeah, you know, it's too much for a lot of people.
We want to talk to him a lot, again,
as you know,
yes,
you know,
every day. And, we want to keep the governor on the other end of the line.
But you are welcome, my fellow gun owners and lovers of the Second Amendment.
That's right.
That I slid that in there at the end.
Yes, you did.
In case you didn't catch it, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get them. Just click subscribe. But I asked him, I said, look, I'd rather have open carry than the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you might get that.
Stand
you
by.
You might get that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to hold you to it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. And if we never have him on again, then you'll know why. It's like,
it was all
no.
Bob's fault. He irritated the governor. But the fact that he said that with enthusiasm makes me think that we've got a good chance of having him on again when that topic comes up in the future.
And he identified the rock and roll we were playing in the opening of the show.
Did. Yes, he did.
And that, so he's winning some points there.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You bet.
No doubt. Hey, Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
I don't know if, I guess for younger people, you have to add the last name.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
and even
age,
then, they
like,
may not know.
We're
so.
Like, Monica, and everybody's like, uh-huh.
We know her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she is going to support her. I think she said she already voted for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And look, that's, you know, everybody do what they want to do. I wonder if Kamala does win, mm-hmm. if, you know, they'll celebrate, you know, with a, I don't know, a martini and a... I don't know, a big fat cigar, maybe?
Well, a lot of times people do, even if they don't smoke on a regular basis, they will smoke when they drink.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good possibility.
Well, there's that, and just the idea of, you know, look, you have a baby. What's the thing, man? You hand out cigars to all your buddies, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can't just leave the women out now because...
Oh, no. Equality and all that.
It's supposed to be equal.
What are the odds they would both kind of be famous for the Willies in their background?
Willie
Brown, Slick Willie.
Yeah.
Know, both, you know, they both have, you know.
So they already have a lot in common. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they'll even share a cigar. I mean, I don't know. You know,
We don't know.
I don't know all the social mores of
how
the lefties behave.
That's why we're not lefties.
Indeed. Indeed.
Among the many reasons.
All right. Yeah. So Kamala was on Saturday Night Live, I guess just for a little while, about a minute and a half. And, it helped convince any voters to vote for her. But I guess technically she wasn't really supposed to do that.
Yeah, not really.
NBC, you know, kind of broke some rules there with equal time with candidates. And so apparently they awarded Trump a little bit of time on the broadcast of the NASCAR race on Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. We'll continue to follow it, just like we'll continue to follow some of this tropical weather. I know. I don't even want to say the word. I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it.
But it starts with an H, and it rhymes with...
What does it rhyme with?
Hurricane. I don't know. All right, it's coming up. It's coming up. So is Things That Make You Smile. Stay tuned. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, man, you'll know, man, if Mehmet 3 passes, bro, on the show, man. Sponsored by Cheetos, man. They're not just for breakfast anymore.
Well, they need an exhaust fan in here for you, Bob.
Yeah. Why? Afraid of a little contact? Hi, Greg.
You'd have to go back to COVID. I'll wear a mask and put up a big screen.
Yeah, because you wore a mask the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you were in here by yourself most of the time.
Actually, I was.
Yeah.
I was the only person in the building. What are you talking about?
Which we appreciate you holding down the fort.
I can tell it takes to run this place.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You are the team.
I am the team.
Indeed.
Yes.
It is 9:36. Good morning. Happy, happy Monday. Appreciate you bringing us along, whether it's your ride to work or maybe getting some things done around the house. And we'll keep you up to date and focused on what's going on in the world around you, including this Radiant Credit Union severe weather update. I know what you're thinking. Stop it. Potential tropical cyclone 18. It's a broad area low pressure in the south central Caribbean right now. According to the National Hurricane Center, the system expected to become a tropical storm named Raphael. And, don't paint no pictures around here, is what I would say. But in the next day or two, this could happen. It is moving toward Jamaica, Cayman Islands, Cuba, but they're not really sure what it is going to do. They do, however, most of them believe that it probably will become a hurricane maybe by Wednesday. So we obviously will keep eyes on that. Can you believe it? November the 4th, and we're talking about possible hurricanes. It ain't right, I tell you.
Nope.
And I was in St. Petersburg yesterday, and I can tell you, man, the people got hit hard. And I'm not just talking about the people on the beach, on the other side, on the bay side, going in many blocks. A lot of damage, and really a lot of it was the surge. I mean, look, contents of somebody's entire house, like out on their front lawn, but nothing looked like it had much value. In other words, man, it was beat up. I mean, it was wet. It was, yeah. And there's still a little bit of a lingering kind of an, almost like a salt swamp. You know what that smells like? Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to that. And it's getting better as you get like a little bit of a breeze. But I feel for the people because they don't even have room in the dumps. They're effectively closed in many cases.
Wow.
So even if you had the wherewithal to be able to do your own kind of pickup and dumping, there's nowhere to go.
That's awful.
Nowhere to go. So, yeah, I do. I feel for the folks there trying to deal with all that. Also, Nikki Haley. Haven't heard much from her lately. The only time we heard about Nikki Haley was when Mark Cuban was crying. Donald Trump doesn't want strong, smart women around him like Nikki Haley. Shush it, Cuban. Anyway, she has come out and, you know, it was a glowing endorsement, but did a recently published op-ed piece. She titled, Trump isn't perfect, but he's the better choice.
Hey, okay. From her, that's a positive.
Yeah, and she said she was going to, you know, back him up, but she was pretty quiet during that process. I don't know if she actually did any real campaigning, and I don't know that he, my understanding was he wasn't necessarily asking for it, at least certainly not joining him. Because remember, she was a little bit, a little kryptonite-ish effect with her, you know? But anyway, I'm glad that she is, at least, look, he's not perfect, but a lot better than the alternative. And I agree with that. You know why? Because nobody's perfect. I wish people would kind of understand
that. Get off that. You know, we're not voting for the Pope here. And, well, the current Pope's not very perfect either. But he's no Joe.
Somebody said, I want gas I can afford and food I can afford.
Yes.
I don't care if he says mean things.
We'll take
that. Basically was that.
We'll take it, yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Lars from Mars. You're on.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, you know, I want to talk about the thing.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting to me? It's always been interesting that the same people who don't want anybody smoking cigarettes, and they want cigarettes to be illegal, are the same people that are pushing marijuana to be legalized so they can smoke it downwind or upwind of anybody in any park, anywhere. You know, my dad used to say, son, there's a reason why it's called dope. Thank you very much.
There you go. I was ambivalent and undecided kind of about, you know, the issue, but, you know, the governor basically touched on all the points that I had come to, you know, agree with it. Look, we're going to let one company basically have a monopoly. And the reason that they want to say, hey, vote them in is because they're going to keep it safe. And then at the same time say in the language that they can't be sued or held liable for anything. So it's like, oh, you say you're going to keep it safe, but if you don't, how do we hold you accountable? We can't. And you should be able to grow some for personal use if you're going to be this, you know, freedom state. And this doesn't necessarily allow for that. But look, not everyone agrees with me. And my idea on this issue isn't to convince anybody one way or another. But when they do use deceitful language, and I can peel back that for you, I'm going to do that. It doesn't mean you have to agree with me. In fact, I know some people don't. Even Peasant with a Pitchfork, it's hard to believe he doesn't agree with me on everything. Peasant, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Most things I agree with you on. But I think you did a great job interviewing the governor there. But I noticed he didn't answer your question. You asked him twice about why they didn't head that thing off at the pass and do something legislatively with his bully pulpit. He could have pushed it. But he didn't answer you. He sounded like Kamala Harris. He deflected and went into his spiel that he's been saying. It's just a rote encomium that he's been spewing for the last 3 or 4 weeks now.
I notice you go from like 0 to 100. It's like, I like you until, man, I'll call you Kamala Harris. I mean, is there any middle ground for the governor in your mind?
Well, he deflected. He wouldn't answer your question. He's had 6 years to head that thing off and do a legislative thing so that people could grow it. He and his wife both said they want people to be able to grow it, and they can't even get together. They can't even agree on it because he said that people won't come to Florida because of the marijuana smoking. She said on your show the other day that people will come here to buy it.
Yeah, and you're right.
On tourist trips, so they can't even agree on it.
Yeah. No, look, you make a valid point. I tried to help say, because I agree with you, hey, the legislature could have dealt with this. They could have dealt with it really as soon as this was going to become a ballot issue. They could have immediately jumped into action and said, look, we've already pretty much decriminalized it. We'll completely decriminalize X amount, and you can grow X amount for plants for personal use or whatever they want it to be, and they can model it after another state. I think Michigan did that. I haven't heard any big negative ill effects, certainly not like the Colorado stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I agree. But do I get any credit, or does the governor get any credit for when I said, hey, I'd rather have the open carry than the weed anyway? And the governor said, well, you just might get that. Come on now, Pitchfork. You can't go from a 0 to 100, man. Like, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
It's like, well, I don't know. Was that the Ronald Reagan thing or something? Look, if you can get agreement with 80% with somebody, they're your friend. They're your ally. 80%. If you expect 100%, you're going to be disappointed about 100% of the time. If there's enough time there.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I've been doing this for 20-something years. If people are a little sensitive about things, I rubbed them the wrong way a long time ago. They're gone. They can't handle it. Talk radio is not for everybody. I'm not referring to you, by the way, Peasant. I'm just saying, in general, talk radio is not for everybody. And it is interesting that some people that, you know, want to lay stuff out there and throw issues out there, but when anything comes back to them of a personal nature, even though they're attacking on a personal level, they get highly sensitive. I've seen it happen many times. It's like the so-called toughest callers all of a sudden start crying like babies when, you know, it comes back at them.
You don't agree, or you put them in a position or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've seen it. Just like, you know, you called the ag commissioner a weasel. I mean, was that really fair because he didn't agree with Amendment 3? You vote your conscience. You tell all your friends how you feel about it. Heck, we allowed you, you know, on the air here to say, hey, man, I'm for it. It's not a perfect bill or whatever, but I'm supporting it. That's great. That's why we have these things. But again, we're in agreement that the legislature in Tallahassee should have already headed this off at the pass a long time ago. This shouldn't be something that we're dealing with now that's now going to be part of the state constitution. So, yeah, they definitely, in my opinion, dropped their ball on that.
Yeah.
Dropped the ball.
The ball.
On that. The ball.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Greg?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, I'm just kind of responding to all the friends over the last couple of days of, wow, what's going to happen on Tuesday? What are our chances on Tuesday? Is there anything that could happen that doesn't then make us dependent on the swing states? And it's like, I've been watching, you know, we watch the poll things. I try to avoid them because, face it, polls don't really mean anything. Been watching some of the folks who kind of keep track of the Electoral College and how that could play out. But boy, it's hard when somebody puts me on the spot and says, but what do you think? It's like, I don't know, because what can we really base it on? It's still about people and voting.
What if I said this?
Okay.
That it is absolutely going to be a pristine election. Just let me go with this.
Okay.
It's going to be a pristine election.
Okay.
Now what's your comfort level with Trump winning?
Then he wins.
Yeah.
If it's totally above board.
I think that what we're saying here is probably, I would say, 90-something percent of Trump voters feel exactly the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it truly is a fair election, he's going to win.
Yes.
And then some, including myself, would say, I think he's going to win pretty big.
It could be.
But it's all hinges on how clean. How clean.
And that we don't know until we get there. Or...
You know, when I pray, you could pray, you pray for the Lord's will, you pray that for Trump's protection and for his family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for the good Lord's will, but with this caveat in there, I petition him with prayer saying, stop the cheaters.
Yeah.
Stop the cheaters, dear Lord.
Yes.
And then I feel...
Smite them in
almighty
your son's name,
smiter.
Please. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's turn over some tables and we have to.
Smite the you-know-what out of... Wait, maybe I'm not supposed to go there.
Yeah, I probably should.
Hey, coming up next. In fact, you can call in right now for things that make you smile. This is Upbeat Positive Thoughts that you want to share with us. Count your blessings kind of thing. Non-political. You can do it. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now with things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Oh, yeah, my friends. We always try to give you something to smile about, and that's an opportunity for you to call in with something upbeat, positive, non-political, or count your blessings kind of a moment. And it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Beautiful weather. My neighbor's doing better. And my cats are doing great, and I'm praying for your little baby. I'm so happy you got to see your little grandbaby. I'm so excited. So I just love you guys. Your show is excellent, and you guys are just fabulous. I can't live without you. Love you.
Oh, love you too, Cass. Thank you so much. Good morning, Hollywood. What's making you smile?
Oh, you guys make me smile. I got two things, actually. First of all, Bob, made me smile when you just encouraged all of your listeners to pray the Lord's will. That made me smile. That's the way to go. We just got back from North Carolina where my wife's son got married. It was amazing, the fall colors. And then we went over to Tennessee to visit my daughter. I'm glad I live in Florida, but boy, I sure miss those beautiful fall colors. So God bless you guys, and God bless America.
Right on, Hollywood.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Yeah, it's a great time to be in that part of the country.
It really is. Yeah. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Go Gators. Is it Wagner or Warner?
I thought it was Warner.
Warner. Man, we watched a kid grow into a man. That kid should be so proud of himself for stepping up. That's making me smile. I mean, that's just a great thing to see. The third string stepping in against Georgia. He's going against Texas next week. Wow. Congratulations, Mr. Warner. Great job.
Yeah, by halftime during Texas, he's probably going to start shaving, I would imagine. That's how fast he's going to have to grow.
Wow. Let's go. Perspective. Hope he's, as soon as I hope he's not listening, but I hope he is. But anyway.
No. Yeah. He's probably a big fan. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, what's making me smile is when you earlier referred to who's still using, like, a manual kind of a radio, and that's exactly how I've been listening to the Bob Rose Show. It's probably like a 32-year-old, one of those double cassettes with radio. Old tech works 100% reliability, so that's what makes me smile.
And it sounds better, too, I think. Get those tubes warmed up first, though, before you crank it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, what would make me smile if Trump would really push the brutal execution of Peanut the Squirrel and Freddy the Raccoon? There are lots of animal lovers out there who are just totally outraged, and it just might make a huge difference.
There you go. Yeah. You mean, in other words, prosecute the people who prosecuted and euthanized an innocent little squirrel who was adopted, and he was their pet. It's not like they just picked him up the other day, and he's full of rabies. He's been their like, family pet for like 7 years, and he was representing their little organization they rescue pets and animals and stuff. Unnecessary.
Peanut made us smile.
Government overreach.
Mm-hmm.
Government lack of priority. Mm-hmm. All of the above.
It's a cute squirrel.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
All right. Don't you go anywhere. We're not quite done yet. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Sean Hannity.
Kamala on The View says she would not change anything about Biden's record.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
On the economy, it was a disastrous answer. On changing her positions, a disastrous answer.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Is it really November 4th and we're talking about hurricanes? Come on, man. Potential tropical cyclone 18, an area low pressure, they think is going to turn into tropical storm Raphael in the next day or two. And then soon after, possibly a hurricane without any certainty of exactly where it's going to go. But they believe Central Florida will experience a lot of rainfall around midweek or so. Raphael, really? Makes you want to just go and throw all your Ninja Turtles away. And that's The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.